good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. I'm Dave Lanning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
I've got an axe to grind. I hate bromes. Brome grasses can be brutal on winter wheat yields. If you really want to give winter wheat a fighting chance, be brutal right back with Prepare Burn Down Herbicide. Adding Prepare to your glyphosate extends brome control for up to 21 days, giving young wheat the weed-free head start it needs to make something of itself. Because the cleaner the field, the higher the yield. Talk to your retailer or visit preparewinterwheat.com and always read and follow label directions.
Raising cattle is not what you do, it's who you are. It's your passion, your livelihood, and you'll do whatever it takes to succeed. AgriClear is here to help with a new way to buy and sell cattle, an online platform that lets you do business on your terms. With AgriClear, you can buy or sell cattle to anyone, anywhere, anytime, with confidence. Learn more at AgriClear.com. That's AgriClear.com. AgriClear, cattle marketing on your terms.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, coming off the Labor Day holiday yesterday, our livestock futures finishing mostly lower on Friday. Where do you look at things kind of starting here this morning when we get back to business today?
Dave, that might be one of the toughest questions to answer. As you said, back on Friday, the entire cattle complex closed with triple-digit losses. Last week's lows are very near the contract lows that were made 2 weeks ago in our cattle futures. Cash cattle traded at lower money of 141 to 143 in Kansas. That's down $3 to $4 from the previous week. We saw choice box beef down 74 cents Friday. Selects were down 5. Total movement 121 loads. Cattle kill 108,000 head Friday. The weekly kill 556,000. Cash feeder index was up 11 cents. We also saw the lean hogs close lower. Now, on Friday's close, October cattle were $1.12 lower. October feeders down $1.62. October lean hogs down 30 cents. How this cattle market's going to open is anybody's guess, as we're seeing mostly higher grains out there, higher financial markets. But will the cattle follow suit and find some upside, or will we see some additional selling on the opening at 9:05 is a big question mark this morning.
We're going to take a look at the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we kind of recap these grains a little bit, much better than what we saw the livestock on Friday. The wheat and the corn were higher, and is that trend perhaps going to continue today as well?
Well, it looks like a good possibility. As you said, Friday, we did see only the soybeans close negative, but we also saw early in the session both Kansas City and Chicago wheat make new contract lows on Friday before bouncing off of them and closing positive along with the corn market. Now, last week, for the week, November soybeans lost 19 cents. December corn lost 12 cents. December KC wheat lost 9 cents for the week. Now, the weekly crop progress report will be out this afternoon and could show lower condition ratings due to last week's heat. This Friday is a monthly USDA supply and demand report. The pre-report estimates are for lower production and yield for both corn and soybean crops. Now, the grains have traded higher overnight and very good volume so far today, so we're looking for some improvement to the upside. As at the moment, December KC wheat's 5.5 cents higher. December corn's up 4.5. November soybeans up 8 cents. December cotton trading 57 points higher. October crude oil is down 47 cents. September dollar index down 13 cents. And September Dow Jones futures up 251 points at the moment.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866 Go to Tom.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. We'll visit again tomorrow. Look forward to that, of course. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.